Head coach Sky Montgomery.
Winning is an all-the-time thing. What a great game. And first of all, I got to take my hat off to Coach Dorn and NC State. Good football team. They were as physical as advertised. A lot of times we couldn't get them on the ground. Sometimes we couldn't block them. But what we did do today is we played together. When we had some lapses on defense, the offense picked it up. When our offense had some lapses, not being able to block them, defense made some really critical stops. My heart, probably racing a little bit too much in the first half. You go for it on fourth down three times in one half. You know, you just want to make sure you give your kids the best opportunity to win. Really, really proud of the way that our team played together. Not going to call too many names because I haven't seen the tape. But defensively, man, when we had our back against the wall, we made some plays. You know, some critical plays in that game people won't talk about. But that fake field goal, you know, we worked on it. We worked really hard on it defensively. And, man, we were gap sound, and we played really, really good football there. And then offensively, we felt like when we got the ball back for that drive, we had a lot of good stuff on the menu. You know, we called a lot of plays in the first half, but we still had some stuff on the menu. Tony felt real comfortable. I felt comfortable. Let's go try to win a football game. And you know, that's what we were able to accomplish. So very, very proud of our coaching staff and our administration. Everybody, you know, kind of just did everything that they possibly could do to give us a chance to win today. And last but not least, best team, best players that you could ever coach is down there in that locker room right now.
Certainly a very emotional win for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, a lot of things go on, you know, before the game, leading into the game. You know, we tried to make sure that we concerned ourselves with Pirates and worked really hard, and we took every opportunity that we could. We tried to use every second to be good. We didn't get mixed up in anything that might have been said or done to us. Our kids were so good. I mean, they were locked in. We practiced really hard. I can't say enough about our show team. Some of those shifts and things that they were doing to us, our show team executed most of it to perfection. And this is an emotional win. Big time recruiting was in town this week, so we recruit from one side of the state to the other side of the state. We're very happy about it.
That was your first night game here. How pleased were you with the situational calls that you guys made down there?
Yeah, I think it was really good. I mean, it was our first, you know, tight game, but, you know, we've been in probably that situation 10 to 15 times since camp started, three times this week. I think our defense responded well. The management of the clock, we played the game the way it's supposed to be played. You try to get it down as much as you can, eat up the timeouts, punt the ball back, rely on your defense to hold them. That's what happened.
After the questionable objection, what did you tell your defense to keep the focus?
I told them to keep playing the way that they're playing. Lower the target, lower the hitting target, keep playing the way you're playing. And then I told them, I love him. Go handle it with class, go into the locker room. We'll see you next week.
You got the ball to Zay Jones a lot more in the second half. It was much more effective. Is that an adjustment that you made, or is he just getting older?
Well, it was an adjustment. You know, they were disguising their coverages on us, so it looked like they were going some cloud or cover two over him at times, and then we moved him inside, and they walked the guy out, and then they started shooting the corner on him and some of the bubble looks. So all those things were, they did a good job defensively. That's a good defensive football team. And then, I can't say enough about our offensive line and just creating space. Those guys were great up front, okay? Not good, I mean great. And our offensive line did a good job. And some of that time, we started increasing the time in the pocket for him. So we wanted to start to move the pocket, but instead of moving the pocket, we just started moving Zay, and he made some plays for us.
How do you feel like he's on the role of the team? Obviously, yeah, played a big one last week, played a bigger one than
this. Because every week we're trying to find more ways to get him the ball. It's not tough, you know, because he can handle it. He can learn it, and he likes being in and out of the game. He's a guy. You know, some guys can't go in for four plays and play well, and they come out for four plays, and they go back in. You have to get the flow of the game. He's not one of those guys. We're going to try to grow his package this week. We got another big week coming up. They're all big. Last week was big. This one was big. But we're going to grow his package, and we're growing as an offense, but we're growing as a team from a defensive standpoint, special team standpoint. We're starting to find out who we can trust and put in certain situations. But James is one of those guys that you'll see more of.
There's a streak against the ACC for ECU. This is obviously your first time coaching against the ACC. How nice is it to extend that thing and kind of keep going with
your care? It's nice to win. I don't think people understand how hard it is to win and to win on a daily basis and to, you know, make sure our kids are where they're supposed to be. and doing what they're supposed to be doing. But this feels great. You know, we didn't have any meetings where we talked about a streak or anything like that. We talked about the detailed execution and fundamentals of football. And that's what we'll continue to talk about. We know that this is a big-time football school. Everybody knows that. So I've said it before, when you come down here and you're a big opponent, we're a big opponent, you know. So, you know, we're concentrating on what we have to concentrate on, and we'll be ready and prepared to play the next game.
What's it like to make that victory lap around the field?
It's always good. The emotion, you know, they call me Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because as soon as I step out on the field, whether it's the practice field or the game field, I go into a different type of guy. And then when I come in here, I settle down. So it felt great. Our fans showed up today, and they showed out. You know, it was so loud at one point in the game. You know, I was trying to talk to our coaches on the headset, and they could not hear me. I appreciate that. They were on. You know, they had their offense out there, and we were on defense, and I couldn't even communicate. Look forward to that happening all year.
I know you talked about the Buffalo Country, but this is the seventh straight win for East Carolina against North Carolina. I mean, how big is that to you?
Hey, I'm a North Carolinian, you know, from day one. I was born here. I was raised here. You know, I learned how to coach here. Every single thing about me is all a part of North Carolina, and being, you know, coached by great high school coaches from North Carolina and learning the culture. But the biggest deal about this win is that our kids are from all over the state, all over this region and area, and they've gone against kids that are also around the same area. And now, for the next however long it is till we play them again, we're the victor. And that's what feels really, really good about it. From a recruiting standpoint, from a walking around in the mall standpoint, from all, it feels really good. I'm so happy for our kids. You know, we'll continue to get better, but our kids will remember this the rest of their lives. We've got some seniors that won't ever play football again. And just think about that feeling that they have for the rest of their life.
With the heat, how much of a factor was the fatigue?
Coach C killed it today. You know, Coach Connors, he killed it, you know. We've been working at 2:45 in camp and at 4:15. We might have had two or three guys cramp. They came back in the game, you know. But, I mean, we were good in the third quarter. We were good in the fourth quarter. I mean, we're, you know, physical conditioning precedes anything else. We talked about it from day one when we got here, that we wanted to be disciplined and conditioned. And our kids did a pretty good job. I like that, you know, those four penalties to turn into zero. You know, we had the big penalty. Well, we can coach better on that one. We'll coach him to lower his target a little bit better there, and we can get those penalties even lower. I trust our guys. You know, fatigue at times will make us weak, will weaken us. You know, you get out, you get yourself together. We've been in situations we have a period in practice where we call it respect the ball. And we spend 2 to 3 minutes just carrying the football and letting people hit you from all different kind of ways. And you know, we trust him. You know, I don't like to see no balls go on the ground. We'll emphasize it again, but we're not going to take him out of the game in that situation, because he's deserved and earned a lot of what he's gotten.
How do you think it's important about players to talk to many a former player that relate to them and do a little segment on the sidelines to teach old guys how to build this year?
Oh man, it means so much. You know, we had legendary head ball coach, Coach Lewis, talks to us on Friday, and you know what he told him is, this is your team. You know, that 1991 team was a big time team, and they all told us the same thing. Each guy that came in, he told us the same thing. Listen, we held each other accountable. Our coaches held us accountable, but we held each other accountable. Those guys are winners. They're winners in life. You can tell how many successful people came out of that group. And that was because, you know, Coach Lewis, he pushed them to be winners away from the field, on the field. And they had a big impact on today with our kids. Our kids really respect guys that come back, former players, and have nothing but positive to say about their experience here and how much Greenville and how much Eastern North Carolina means to them and how much East Carolina means to them.
How do you know your two quarterbacks handled a very aggressive Houston
State D-line? They were very, very good. I think our guys handled it well. You know, I'm yet to see. We made probably a couple of front call mistakes. They were shifting from bear to four down, and we've seen it. But until you see it in the midst of everything that you're doing, trying to run your offense against every single front, it's hard. So I think they did a good job. We'll look at the tape. We'll find out a little bit more about it on tomorrow morning.
Do you think
One more question.
We touched on the going forward on fourth down a couple of times. What we expect in the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's if you've been around the coaches that I've been around, whether it be Mike Tomlin or Coach Cutt, kind of a history of using all four downs. And you know what? I told our defense early in the week, you know, we're gonna do everything we can do to make sure we beat NC State. And sometimes you use one, two, three. And then even sometimes you get to use four down there in your own territory. And we're very glad that it worked out.
Thanks, Coach.